You found it. Your number one place for free English lessons on the internet. Learn American English with this guy. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review if this podcast improves your English. And now, here's your host, this guy.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, are you ready for this? This is another English lesson at a hotel. This is about the 15th one I've done. And if you've seen any of the other ones, the way it works is that I cannot stop teaching English until I reach my room, which is room 405. So if you like walking around with me, listening to me talk, listening to me explain what some things are in English, this lesson is for you. And hopefully we won't get stopped by anyone. Hopefully we won't have any awkward conversations, but that is part of the challenge. I can't stop until I get to my room. So right now we are outside and it's cold. I'm filming this in the month of January. We are in the city of Portland, Maine. And the first term I would like to teach you is valet parking. And that is my car right over there. It is waiting to be valeted. So what valet parking means is that you park your car and then somebody else takes care of it. They will park it for you. And I think they will park it in this parking garage. Parking garage. That's one of the words in English that I have trouble saying. I wonder if there is a word in your native language that you have trouble saying? Garage. It just always sounds weird to me. But valet parking means somebody else, not you. Actually, the guy just got in my car. And he started it up. He turned on the engine. And I don't know where he's going with it, but he's backing up. I thought he would go into this parking garage. But maybe not. Oh. Maybe he's going around. But it does cost money. It cost me $35 to park my car here overnight. And I usually tell how much this hotel cost me at the end of the video, but maybe I will forget. So it cost me about $150. And we are staying at a hotel called a loft. Right when you walk in, you'll see some luggage carts. That's what those are called. There's a big football game on today too. We don't call it American football. We just say it's football. Big football game on today. But I am in the lobby right now. And American hotels usually have a lot of things for you in the lobby. For example, you might want some coffee. We might call this a coffee dispenser. It dispenses coffee right there. If dispense is a new verb for you, it just means like to release, to give out. To use an English phrasal verb. And there are two different kinds of coffee here. Regular for a kick. If coffee gives you a kick, that means it gives you energy. It makes you not want to sleep. But there is the opposite, and that is decaf. Decaf means there is no caffeine. Caffeine is what gives you the kick. It gives you energy. And of course, they have a lot of other things you could put into your coffee. Half and half. I think that is half milk and half cream. Cream is like really thick milk in English. Oh, they also have almond milk. I love almond milk. Do you know what an almond is? I'll put it right up there, but it is, it's a type of nut. Almond milk. Oh, they also have oat milk. Wow, really fancy. Usually when you go order a coffee at like a coffee shop, it is extra if you get almond milk or oat milk. If you would like for me to do a video at a coffee shop, let me know. We can go over exactly how you would order coffee. And they just have regular milk. I'm sure you know what regular milk is. And then they have a lot of different kinds of sweeteners. Sweeteners like sugar, things to make your coffee sweeter. What's that? That's called sugar in the raw. I don't know what that is, but when I hear if something is in the raw, it means more natural, probably more like you would find sugar in nature in the raw. And that, Cafe Delight, this looks like regular sugar. I don't know about in your country, but in the United States, regular sugar usually comes in white packets. Sweet and Low in the pink. Splenda in yellow. And Equal in blue packet. Those three things we would probably call alternate sweeteners. So they're not sugar. They may be more healthy. I don't know too much about that. I'm sure you know what a coffee cup is, but do you know what this is? It's a lid. Ooh. There's other packets of cream there. Guess what this wooden thing is called? Try to get where there's some better light. And we got music playing above us. This, you stir your coffee to mix it up. And guess what this is called? A stirrer. A stirrer. Yeah, you stir your coffee with a stirrer. Pretty simple, hot water for tea. Lots of different kinds of tea there. But on this hot water dispenser, there is a word I would like to teach you. That is sip. If you don't know what a sip is, it is when you take a small drink of something, a sip. Do you know what the opposite of a sip is? When you take a big drink of something, it's a gulp, a gulp. Red Bull. If you want a real big kick, you might have some Red Bull. But these are not free. The drinks in this cooler, we would call that a cooler. The drinks in that cooler are not free. You would have to pay for them at the front desk. The front desk is over there. Nobody at the front desk right now. One time, I think it was in our members Discord. If you would like to become a member, we do have a private Discord. There is a link in the bottom. I think it was Tanya, she's from Germany. She said, what is my favorite American snack? I said gummy bears. I am a big fan of gummy bears, but it's actually the German brand of gummy bears. Haribo? I'll put a picture up there. I think it's, I don't know how to pronounce it in English or German, but I think it's Haribo. All right, the lobby is pretty quiet. Maybe we will go up to my room soon. Ooh, they have nice lights here. Yeah, pretty quiet here. Look at this. This is a revolving door. Let's go through the revolving door. Yeah, it just kind of goes around in a circle. That's what we call it in English. It's a revolving door. All right, my room is room 405. I'm filming this on a Sunday, so it seems like the hotel is not too busy. All right, we are going up, but it might take a little while for an elevator to come see us because, oh, this one's gonna be first. This will be coming to see us floor one. We are on floor one here. Oh, there are some people getting off the elevator. Mm-hmm. We'll wait for them to get off and then we'll get on. Yes, we want the fourth floor. Look at this blue pattern behind me. Maybe this could be a good thumbnail. Maybe I'll go like, you have to make crazy faces on YouTube, right? For people to click. Did you click on this video because of that crazy face? Ooh, door's opening. All right, what did I say? 405? Let's find a key here. They're trying to be funny there. Do you know what that means? No buts about it. A loft is smoke-free. Where is my key? Okay, maybe it's over here. Oh, I got it. Whew. Before I film these, because I can't stop for any reason, I make sure I have a key in my pocket, and it wasn't in the pocket I thought it was. I was freaking out a little bit. I was getting a little nervous. Freaking out. Do you know that word? Or that English phrasal verb, freaking out. Okay. No buts about it. That means no doubt about it. There's no chance that this should happen. No buts about it. A loft is smoke free. The end of a cigarette in English is called a butt. But, of course, there are other kinds of butts. They're just spelled differently. Cigarette butt, B-U-T-T. But, an English conjunction, only one T. Part of the body, two T's. Your butt, two T's. If you've seen any other English videos at a hotel, you have seen an ice dispenser. We don't have to go there, but here's my room already. There's a little bit of an echo in here. Do you hear my voice? It's like an extra voice to it. There's an echo in here. All right, let's see what this room is like. How nice is your hotel room if you pay $150? There's the bed. It's a nice big bed. It's a king size bed. We have a little table over here. Maybe like a mini couch if you want to have your breakfast. Breakfast is free in the morning. What if I open these curtains? We might call them curtains, we might call them shades. Oh, what kind of a view do you think I have? Spoiler alert. A spoiler alert is when you learn the end of a movie or the end of a book before it actually happens. So, spoiler alert, I don't have a great view here. Yeah, I started the video right down there. Yeah, so unfortunately, not a great view with this hotel, but, B-U-T, but it should be fun. We have some restaurants we are going to tonight. Some of the best food in the world in Portland, Maine. We are going to start off with some Japanese food. Let me know in the comments if you are from Japan, some ramen noodles, some great ramen noodles. Hey, and also don't forget to subscribe. There's the shower. This right here, we would call that a shower head. You see that? Maybe this would be a good thumbnail. What should the title of this hotel English lesson be? You won't believe the shower in this hotel. That would be clickbait. There's nothing really special about this shower. But I do want to thank you all. I just slammed the door. When the door closes and it makes a loud noise, you can say you slammed the door. Maybe you're really mad. Looks like this is glass, so I don't want to do it too hard and break it, but I kind of slammed the door there. I want to thank you so much for watching this English lesson. I hope you learned a lot. See you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I am staying in a hotel tonight, so let's go over some of the items you might see in a hotel. This is a towel hanging on a towel rack. I'm standing in the shower right now, and that is a shower head. That thing right down there, we might call it a soap dish. It's snowing out right now, so let's do an English lesson in the snow. Oh no, it looks like the sidewalk is closed. So the English phrasal verb I would use here is we have to go around. Let's talk about a snowbank. A snowbank is when the snow is a little bit higher than all the other snow. It usually happens at the edge of a road. It's getting a little windy, but there's also something called slush. This is what slush looks like. And this is a big clump of rock salt. I don't think anybody will be eating outside today.